Welcome to The Warrior's Way. I am your host, Dennis Tooley. Today, it's the first Friday of the month. Now, you're not listening to this on the first Friday of the month, but because I'm recording it on the first Friday, I can say that. I want to make sure I say that, because if you're listening to it, you're going, man, his MS brain has just kicked in and he's just way off. It's nowhere close to the first Friday. You're right. But today, since I'm recording it, it is the first Friday of the month, and that means I am at my MS Warriors support group that meets the first Friday of every month, and I am sitting here visiting with my fellow MS Warrior, Bree, and we are sitting here talking a little bit about the fact that it's summertime, and we're kicking into the heat of summer. We've made it into June. We survived those wicked cold months of the winter, and then we lived through the, I don't know if we're done with tornadoes here in Indiana or not, but we've survived the ones that bounced through here in the spring of the year. Now we're heading into the hot summer months, and what do we do, particularly when we have MS or any chronic illness that the heat, inflammation is not our friend. And when heat causes more inflammation, it causes issues. How do we deal with that? So, Bree, welcome to The Warrior's Way.
Hello.
And tell me, when you think about the summer and the heat you're quite a bit younger than I am, and so you probably even have more desire to be out and doing things in the summer. And but what are some of the things you have to be aware of, and you have to be cognizant of as you're planning to do anything during the hot season, during the heat of the summer?
Well, for me, my MS, heat intolerance is a big issue for me. That is one of the first things I will notice that exacerbates my symptoms. My foot will start dropping. I'll start slurring my words. So being able to deal with that is huge for me, especially, like you said, in the summertime, I'm used to being outside a lot. We love to go swimming. We go camping often. So we're not even able to kind of escape back into the air conditioning sometimes. So I just have to really, like you said, plan ahead. If I know I'm going to be outside, I'm bringing a cooling vest and extra ice strips and a cooler. And it's even such little things, like I said, the cooling vest, bringing bottles of water that are frozen if I need to put that on my neck, to just little things like we have to go and start the car extra early this time of year, because if I go and get into a hot car, I immediately, it feels like I start melting. So we even have to think about that. Well, oh, we're in JCPenney, so I'm going to pay while Phil runs out and gets the car and pulls it up to the curb, because as soon as I walk out and hit that wall of heat, I get weak. I get, you know, just, I say I'm like a floppy piece of spaghetti.
Right.
So he pulls the car up to the curb. You know, we plan things like that.
Right.
Yeah, and really stay aware of what the weather is going to be.
Now, you talked about, you know, part of your planning is to make sure you've got the frozen bottles of water, you've got the cooling vest, and mm-hmm. some of those things. There are things you can do that don't cost a lot of extra money, like a cooling vest, unless you get it through one of the programs through the
MS
Society or the MS Foundation, MS Focus, or the National MS, I don't know. There's the NMSSA or something, MSSA.
That is who I got mine through, yes.
Again, it's the alphabet soup that you have with this crazy disease. It's MS and then a bunch of other alphabet letters in there thrown in. But there are those programs where you can get it.
Yeah.
A vest, which makes it nice because it's not astronomical to buy it. And I've talked with a handful of people who have said, oh, you know, I found this great vest at Brighter Ideas. I'm like, Okay, what'd that cost? Oh, it was only 200, not like 200.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Mine had a tag price of 289. I never would have been able to get that without the assistance of the program.
Okay.
But yeah, the little things.
But what are some of those things that you do that don't cost
that are free?
That a lot of extra money? I mean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The frozen bottles of water is huge. You know, you take a cooler. You usually already have bottles of water in your fridge, and you put them in there and put it on your neck. You know, you can even roll it on the bottom of your feet. That'll actually help with my foot drop, is I'll put it underneath that foot that's trying to drop on me. Baby pool outside. A lot of times in the summer, you'll see me out back. My dogs will be running around, and I will be sitting in a lawn chair in a baby pool because I don't have a real pool, you know, and I'll have my feet in there, and it's ice cold, you know, filled up with the hose. And I often will just have like one of those yoga towels that you $4.99 at the store, get it in ice cold water, put it on the back of your neck. You can do it with any towel.
Right.
A lot of the time, like we will do, like if we're outside, we will plan our day to, oh, well, we're at the park, but they have a naturalist center that's free. You go in there for air conditioning.
Right.
It makes a little bit more of a hassle, but if you plan your day, oh, we're going to be on Mass Ave, we'll go here, but then we'll get Sub-Zero ice cream to cool down. Then we'll go here, then we'll go to the dog bakery, barkery or something, you know, to cool off. Those little things. And
so they're baking dogs now? Is that illegal, baking a dog?
I hope if they do, I'll hurt them. No, it's a barkery. It's so cute, actually. But, yeah, just planning my day around that just keeping those frozen water bottles, keeping a towel that I can get, because you can get water anywhere. Go up to a water fountain, soak a towel. You know, if you're lucky enough to have a husband that'll take a shirt off, throw it in the water fountain, you know.
Well, I know... When my son was going to school before he got old, it's one of those things. I keep feeling older and older now that I'm talking. Like, my son used to be in school. Now he's in Portland. But I know when he was playing football, particularly started out pretty young in the Bantam football program. You know, you'd go out and they'd have it at a field where you pretty much brought your lawn chair and you're sitting out there. And I know there were times when if I was going to go watch him at practice, I had to take the cooler. I had to take all the frozen water bottles or I'd take ice packs and, you know, I'd lift my cap and stick an ice pack up under, you know, underneath my ball cap so that it would stay on top of my head.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing is where are some of those heat points on your body that you respond to? Because most of us, you know, we don't think about, okay, how do we cool my body quickly with putting ice on the wrists. Putting ice on the bottom of your feet, like you say.
You can do it underneath your arms. I've taken ice packs and just set them up under in my underarms and put my arms down and that sort of thing. Or like in your hat. I've done that before while I'm camping. Put on my ball cap and put it right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think part of just understanding how your blood flow happens naturally, if you can find places that you can put the ice that will help cool that flow of blood that will help bring down that inflammation, bring down the heat in your body. It's beneficial.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Especially in this heat, because it'll just get worse as the day goes on. It'll just get worse if you don't take care of it.
So what are some activities, what are some things that you enjoy doing that you've had to kind of change, you know, your summer plans so that you can still be doing something, but now you're having to focus your attention a little bit more towards air conditioning or cooler environments. And that, what are some of those activities that you found that you really, in spite of the fact that you had to do it because of the MS, now you're saying, I really enjoy doing this during the summer, in spite of the fact that it's MS, necessarily MS related or MS focused, caused, or whatever.
Right.
I'm enjoying this activity during the summer months.
The main thing would be camping. It was so hard the first time I went camping after being diagnosed. We didn't plan it at all. We didn't take it into account. We just were like, we're just going to do this, and we're going to do it like we always did. And MS does not care what your past plans were. Here's your present plans, homie. Right. And once we realized, once I stopped fighting against it, it was like every activity became fun again. I would struggle on my bike in the hottest hours of the day because I've always been able to do that. Bree, I can still go twice as long as I did before if I go between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's just changing those times. Camping, now what we do is in the morning we go and do something very active. We'll go hiking while it's still cool. And then in the afternoon, usually we'll go find a cave. In Indiana, there's no shortage of caves at you know, state parks. And they're freezing in there. So we'll go down there, we'll take a blanket, a picnic, and we'll enjoy the hot summer afternoons there. And we're still able to go camping and enjoy that.
Does Phil have to, does he like bring his long johns and that kind of stuff?
Yes.
He can say,
yes.
He stays warm while you're having your picnic.
Yes.
And you're like, come on, sissy, get over here.
Actually, at Adam Sandler this past weekend, it got freezing up at, I always will call it Verizon,
well,
you know, and people call it Deer Creek, but up at Ruoff this past weekend, it got freezing after the sunset. And of course, Adam Sandler came on as a sunset. So what did Phil do? He actually was wearing long johns under his jeans, and he had a little blanket with him. And we were both wearing a hoodie, but I had on light leggings, and my hair was up. You know, I was enjoying the cool air.
Yeah.
That sort of thing is what we planned. Too, because we won tickets to that, thankfully. But if we want to go to a concert, we make sure it's not at 6:30. We make sure it starts at 8 p.m. Even though sometimes we don't get to see our favorite bands, we still get to go and have fun at concerts because we plan it around MS.
Right.
We work with the MS instead of fighting against it. So it was like banging my head against a brick wall,
yeah.
Like trying to do what I used to do. I can still do everything that I used to do. It's just a modified version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a key for us. Is to never allow MS to control what you do, mm-hmm. but just be smart about it and admit, okay, yeah, I got this monster inside just chewing away on the coating of my brain. So I got to deal. I got to be honest and in my plans, I got to think about what's the monster say,
mm-hmm.
and how am I going to keep the monster at bay.
Mm-hmm.
So if that means you got to take a bigger cooler. Then take a bigger cooler.
Yep. Get the one on wheels.
If that means you're watching a concert or a show later at night, then because the sun has gone down, the heat isn't quite as bad, then you got to make some concessions to keep the monster at bay so that you can still go and enjoy life to its fullest in spite of the fact the monster's there with you.
Yeah. I say it didn't change what I'm able to do, but it just changed how I'm able to do it.
Right.
That's it. Just how I'm able to do it. Oh, I get to go camping, but we're going to go, we're going to find this. We might pay more for the spot that's extra shaded back in the woods. It did not change anything that I can do. It's just how I do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, one of the things that I try to ask every guest on the show, what words of encouragement or advice do you have for our listeners? Whether it's heat related or whatever, words of encouragement or advice that you might have about living life to its fullness in spite of the unwanted guests we have.
I would say the biggest piece of advice, the biggest thing that I have learned throughout this whole thing is kind of what I said a moment ago, is don't let it be the dead end. Just let it be a speed bump that you're going to navigate. I often say MS was almost one of the coolest things that happened to me, the diagnosis of it, because it gave me a chance to take my life back from,
right.
And I guess don't let it make you afraid of those new limitations that you have. I don't like being 27 and having to use a cane when I'm camping because I get overheated, but I went and got a fancy, snappy, bright pink one so that I could rock it, you know? I don't like having to wear a cooling vest that makes me look like Scuba Steve, you know, on my camping trips, but I just bling it out, you know, and I make it my own, put patches on it. Sometimes it made me feel like sometimes it was taking stuff from me, but I gained so much more when I quit fighting against it. Just go along with it, you know, and just find your new normal. Yeah. Navigating your new normal is going to be the biggest thing. And like we always say, be your own advocate.
And
be your own advocate.
If you will embrace
yes.
the reality that of where you are and say, okay, this is the new normal.
Yes.
I can't change it. If I could, I'd be changed.
We would.
Know? So I can't change it. So because this is the new normal, then what am I going to do? What's it going to take for me to be able to live life with fullness and craziness and just have a blast doing it? And so, Bree, I appreciate your time and your thoughts and just the insights and ideas of how we can beat the heat. Because one of the worst things that I think can happen is if we allow the MS issues that we're having, if we allow that to isolate ourselves and we're like, oh, I can't go do anything because it's the heat of the summer. I'm going to stay in the air conditioning of my house and I'm going to isolate myself.
Be a prisoner.
That isolation is horrible, especially when you have a disease that automatically causes some issues of depression. And then you're taking medicine that causes depression. And then you isolate yourself.
Because you're depressed.
Depression.
Right, right.
And so if you can learn some techniques and some ideas how you can still get out and enjoy life in spite of the heat and what it's going to do, be aware of it, plan for it, overcome it, and enjoy the new normal.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on, Dennis.
Well, it's my pleasure. And for you, our listeners, please, if you have found something in today's episode, share it with somebody else. Invite them to subscribe to the podcast and enjoy sharing this with others so that together we can overcome the monster that we deal with called MS. And so thanks for listening in, and join us next time here on The Warrior's Way.